There are two main things I think that that they are a kind of barrier to for the introduction of private brands. One is retailers, that they consider that consumer is mine. Consumer is Brian, I have my brands, I have my relationship, nobody's able to get into my channel. So private brands are something in between, which is dangerous, because you may get my loyalty, may go to other places. So this is the first thing. And the second thing is ourselves, that, as Andrew says, the rules of the game are that we need to invest in marketing, in promotion, in business intelligence, in many things, in order to connect with consumers and also to convince them that they are going to earn more money and be more competitive with our brands rather than without them.